Well, welcome to Truth Talk. This is your host, Larry Bryant, and the truth is out there. If you seek it, you will find it. Now, it's out there. It will make itself available to you, but especially if you seek it, it's there. I've spent most of my life in education, going to school or teaching school. And one of the things about school is, we're all familiar with tests. If you're going to school, you have to take a test every now and then. And, if you're a teacher, then you're preparing tests and you're giving tests and you're trying to see exactly, where the student is at and what they are retaining and what they still are missing and so there's a lot of things that go on with a test. But did you know, or have you thought about life itself is a test, and you can take that several different ways and you can talk about it from several different angles. But we want to look into Deuteronomy today, chapter 30. And our key verse will be verse 19. And we'll read that in just a second. With life being a test, God does set, life before us, and he gives us an option. You have to really love God's test. Sometimes a teacher will try to make a test, and they'll try to trick you. They'll try to, they'll have some answers that, if it's a multiple choice, they'll have some that's, sort of right, but it's not total. Some tests is which answer, they might be all kind of right, but which one is most right? There are some tests like that. And so, but God's not like that. He wants to make it simple. He wants to make it plain. And he does give us a test here, but we have two choices. And he even tells us which one is the correct answer. So, how would you like that when you was in school? Your teacher gives you a multiple choice test, and you got one question, you got two possible answers, and the teacher even tells you, "Hey, this is the answer." You don't have to be very smart to do very well on that type of test, right? I think even old Forrest Gump, he said, I'm not a smart man, but I think he could pick up on that. But here in verse 19, God says, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. That's pretty plain. Hey, look, life's a test. I've set before you, you can have life or you can have death. And look at this. If you choose life, there's all kinds of blessings that go along with life. I'm gonna bless your socks off, so to speak. Paraphrase a little bit, but if you choose death, there's a lot of curses that go along with that death. the right one to choose is this life. Everybody over here choose life. That's the correct way to go. That's simple. That's plain for us all to see, hopefully. God wants us. God's not looking to see who he can send to hell. Okay, God's not out to get you. There's that phrase, and I think that might have been even a country song or something. God's going to get you or something. Well, God's not out to get you. It says that that it's not God's will that any would perish, but all would come right into repentance. So let's take a look a little more deeply here in chapter 30 of Deuteronomy. And here it talks about the blessing of returning to God and choosing life or death. And the first part of this chapter, it's talking about the Jews returning, you know, to Israel, to Jerusalem. You know, God at one time, you know, dispersed the Jews, you know, throughout the world. You know, Jerusalem is conquered, it's shattered, the temple's destroyed, and the Jews are dispersed, you know, throughout the world. But then God starts calling them back. You know, God calls them to return. Well, you know, so that was going on in days of old, you know, with the God's chosen people, the Jews. But it's also taking place in today's world. You know, if you're a Christian, you're one of God's chosen people. You know, you've been called, and you've stepped up to that choice. You know, God wants us all, but it's just like Abraham. Okay, God was looking to see who's going to follow him. Well, Abraham stepped up with that, and Abraham and his descendants are blessed because they chose to follow God. Same thing's true here. God's looking to see who's going to follow him, who's going to obey him. And, you know, when you choose to do that, then that blessing that was placed upon Abraham, that comes on you too, because we are the spiritual descendants of Abraham. You know, the Jews are the physical descendants, but we are the spiritual descendants of Abraham. It speaks of that in the Bible. So here in verse 30, or chapter 30, I mean, it says, and now it shall come to pass when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you will call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God drives you, and you return to the Lord your God and obey his voice according to all that I command you today. You and your children, and all your heart, with all your heart and with all your soul, that the Lord your God will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from all nations where the Lord your God has scattered you. You know, that's the first three verses there. Well, you know, that is physically talking about, you know, the physical Jewish people being dispersed and God calling them back. But, you know, there's many layers of truth here and meaning in the Bible. And I believe that this is also talking about the, you know, the spiritual church today. You know, when Christianity was birthed there in Jerusalem, you know, there was a lot of persecution. You know, Rome came against the Christians. And what happened? The Christians were dispersed, you know, throughout all the nations. You know, you can go throughout the world and you can find a Christian group just about anywhere, okay? Sometimes it's in a small minority in that country, but you can find Christians have been dispersed, just like the Jewish people were dispersed. And so Jesus is calling us back, you know, to that spiritual Jerusalem. You know, he was calling the Jewish people back, you know, to Israel, to the physical part, but we are living in the spiritual. You know, God's kingdom is the spiritual here on earth. And so God is calling us back to that spiritual kingdom. You know, he called the Jews back to an Israel, a physical kingdom, and Christians are being called into the kingdom of God. Okay? So we're being called in. And it says, Yeah, obey his voice. Yeah, we're supposed to obey his voice. We're supposed to obey his command. You know, us and our children, you know, with all our heart, with all our soul. And it said there that the Lord your God will bring you back from captivity. Well, the Jews were in physical captivity. But wait a minute, you know, there's a lot of people in captivity today. You know, they're spiritually captive. You know, people are captive to you know, to alcohol, you know, to other drugs. You know, they're captive to porn. They're captive to money. Yeah. Now, being captive to money, that could go because you're poor or because you're rich. You know, if you're dirt poor, you're captive to money, you know, because, you know, you owe money, you know, so you're sort of, you know, the old saying, you know, old Tennessee Ernie Ford song, you know, I owe my soul to the company store, you know, I'm so far in debt. You know, God doesn't want that. You know, he wants us to prosper. And, but once again, there's some people that have great riches that aren't following God. You know, their God is almost the riches. You know, they're chasing after the riches. God's not against you being rich, but God wants you to use your riches the right way. You know, to help the kingdom, to further the church and the kingdom of God, to help your fellow man. You know, it's not just all for you. Yeah, we're supposed to be prudent and save and, you know, do things, you know, store up for ourselves, but it's not all about storing things up for ourselves, right? It's helping our fellow man. And so, you know, a lot of people are in captivity. A lot of people recognize they're in captivity, but sadly, there's a lot of people that are captive that don't really realize they're captive. You know, and so that's part of our job as the church is to help them, you know, to help to remove those scales that's blinding them that they can see. You know, they should be able to see a difference in us. They should be able to see that, hey, we've got something that they don't. What is it? You know, they should get hungry and thirsty, you know, to look and at what is alive within each and every one of us. Yeah, verse 4 goes on and says, if any of you are driven out to the farthest parts under heaven, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you. Yeah, it doesn't matter where you're at. God will meet you exactly where you're at, your state in life. And the important thing is, he's not going to leave you where you're at, okay? He's going to elevate you. He's going to lift you up out of that miry muck, you know, that weights us down and pulls us down. We just have to look unto him. Yeah, and verse 5 goes on, and says, then your Lord your God will bring you to the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it, and he will prosper you and multiply you more than your fathers. And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul that you may live. Yeah, he brought back the Jewish people to physically possess those things that their forefathers had possessed before. Well, look, in the spiritual realm, we have spiritual fathers that have gone on before, and they've already conquered, and they've already possessed, you know, things in the spiritual realm. And so when we're brought in, when we're brought out of that captivity, we have access to that. We just have to, you know, walk in faith to possess those things, you know, to do those things, to call upon God, to listen to what God is telling us. Yeah, it goes on, says, also the Lord your God will put all these curses on your enemies, on those who hate you and persecute you, and you will again obey the voice of the Lord and do all his commandments, which I have commanded you today. It says, the Lord your God will make you abound in all the work of your hand and in the fruit of your body and the increase of your livestock and in the produce of your land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over you for good as he rejoiced over your fathers. Yeah, that's saying a lot. And we'll take a short break and we'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you are enjoying today's show. We believe that God has given us a voice to impact communities and regions all over the world. If you would like to make sure that voice is heard, please partner with us today by visiting www.expressionradio.org and click donate. You can also text give by texting the dollar amount followed by the word radio to the number 84321. First-time text givers, please choose Expression Church of Huntington when prompted. All gifts are tax deductible. Join us as we change the world.
Welcome back to Truth Talk. And we left off there, was reading on down in Deuteronomy chapter 30. And you know, there around verse 9 said that the Lord your God will make you abound in all the works of your hand. You know, the God... You know, if you serve God, God is going to make, you know, what you do fruitful. The works of your hand, he's going to make you successful on your job. You know, make you, things go well for you. Now, I'm not saying that everything's going to be hunky-dory. You know, there will be a bump in the road. But sometimes that bump in the road is so you can get elevated. You can move on up higher, even better. But in the long run, everything is going to be good because you are following God. You know, the fruit of your body is blessed. You know, you're talked about your livestock. You know, your farmland and so on. You know, the money in your bank, the money that you're investing in the stock market or wherever. You know, it's going to be blessed because you are blessed. And, you know, if you obey the Lord your God, keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in the book of the law, and if you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. Now, the key here is always serving God. You know, yes, we may make mistakes because we're human. We are still living in a fleshly body. But recognize that mistake and get right back on that straight and narrow, and you know, everything's fine. You know, it the big picture is glorious. Now, verse 11, for this commandment which I command to you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it too far off. Yeah, there are mysteries in the Bible, and to the lost, it's all a big mystery. You know, they don't understand. Everything is a mystery. But God wants to reveal things to you because you're his child. And so it's not going to be a big mystery. It says, it's not in heaven that you'll say, hey, who's going to go up to heaven and bring it down to us? Or and says it's not beyond the sea. You know, you don't have to go over the sea to have it brought back to you. It says, but the word is very near you. The word is in your mouth and in your heart that you may do it. You know, the word is within us. God places, you know, the Holy Spirit comes to live within us. And the word is within us that we can do the word. You know, back in a previous verse that we talked about, Back there, it talked about in verse 6 that God will circumcise your heart. You know, the Jewish people had a physical circumcision to show that they were followers of God. But when you're a Christian, God circumcises your heart. You know, he cuts away the stony part, that hard part of your heart. You know, you're not hard-hearted anymore. And you have a soft, tender heart towards God so that you can hear his voice and that God can speak through you. You know, God has done a great work within us. We just have to walk out that walk that that God has done within us. Verse 15 says, "See, I've set before you today life and good, death and evil, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his way, to keep his commandments, you know, keep his statutes, his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land in which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear, says you are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. Says, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish, and you shall prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess." And then our key verse again, verse 19. "I call heaven and earth as witness today against you that I've set before you life and death. I've set before you a blessing and a curse. Therefore, choose life. Choose life, that both you and your descendants may be blessed." It's not just about you. It's about your descendants. When you choose life, not only are you blessed, but all your descendants are blessed. You know, a part of the Bible talks about how God will look down through a thousand generations to bless those that have loved the Lord. You know, because you love the Lord, because you are striving to serve the Lord, God's going to look down through a thousand generations of your lineage to bless them. Think about that. You know, if you're a Christian, you know, if mom and dad was a Christian, if grandpa or your great-grandpa or whoever, people in the past, part of our blessing is because they serve God. You know, God wants to bless us to honor them as well as us. You know, yes, God does things because he loves us, but God also blesses us because he loved some of our forefathers. You know, some of our great-great-great-grandma or great-great-great-great-great-grandpa were blessed because they loved the Lord and they followed the Lord. Think about that. What kind of effect that you can have on the future generations of your family. But just like the effect that you'll have because you serve the Lord, if you reject the Lord, not only are you bringing that curse upon you, but you're bringing that curse upon, you know, your family as well. You know, let's just think about it in the natural. You know, you got a family out here that is, it's broken, and, there's all kinds of different horrific things going on in the family. You know, I read in the paper, I saw an article just the other day, yesterday, I believe, that there's this woman who tried to sell her. It was a young baby. I forget exactly how old it was. Yeah, it might have been a year old, 15 months, something like that, 18 months. But she tried to sell it for $500. Now, I just saw the headline. I didn't really go ahead and read it. But once again, probably someone that's, a drug addict or something and trying to get money for their addiction. You know, so how's that affecting their kids? You know, if a parent is abusive to their children, you know, how's that affecting their kids and even their grandkids and stuff? You know, it has adverse effects. Now, God can cancel all that because someone can come to the Lord, but you have to deal with that. You know, those are some things that we have to deal with here in this life that we really don't have to deal with if we just serve the Lord, you know, from the start and right on down. You know, God's good. You know, verse 20 says, you know, he wants us to love the Lord your God and obey his voice and cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. You know, God's good. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean to your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. Yeah, it's a lot easier, you know, going down that straight path than that crooked path. You know, let's just think if you're in a car and you're driving down a real straight road. Well, that's pretty easy, and it's a nice, comfortable ride. But if you got a real curvy road, you know, I mean, let's get real. I mean, some of us have been on some of these very curvy roads in Appalachia, where you got those, come over, darling, those COD curves, come over, darling, because as you go around, you know, it's slinging everybody around because it's almost a U-turn in the curve, you know, not quite, but almost. And we get, you know, going to the right and then immediately to the left, and so you're being slung all over the place. Well, it's just like in life, okay? If you're on that curvy road of life, you're being slung around. You're being tossed here and you're being tossed there. God wants to wants you to stop you from being tossed around and put you on that nice, good road. You know, that straight road where it's a lot more comfortable, a lot more peaceful. You know, 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation has overtaken you except that what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. You know, God's not going to let you be, you know, things are going to come our way, okay? But God's not going to let things get so bad that you can't make it, you know, that you have to succumb to it. Yeah, we see that the... you know, Joshua 24:15 says, but in if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, choose for yourself whom you will serve, whether you're gods of your ancestors serve beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites, and who's loved you in whose land that you're living. But says, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Yeah, some of us may have been brought up, you know, in bad situations. Well, you still have that choice, okay? I can still live under those bad situations that I was brought up in, or I can choose to, for me and my household, to serve the Lord. So hopefully, you know, as it says, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. So until next time, this is your host, Larry Bryant, with Truth Talk.
We hope you are enjoying today's show. We believe that God has given us a voice to impact communities and regions all over the world. If you would like to make sure that voice is heard, please partner with us today by visiting www.expressionradio.org and click donate. You can also text give by texting the dollar amount followed by the word radio to the number 84321. First-time text givers, please choose Expression Church of Huntington when prompted. All gifts are tax-deductible. Join us as we change the world.